Good Monday morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by AARP. The story that matters the most this week is in Columbus, Ohio, where Republican Troy Balderson will face off against Democrat Danny O'Connor for a solidly red House seat. This race will give us a good sense of the landscape at the moment. It's a Republican district that the GOP has held for 35 years and Cook rates as an R+7. So a Democratic win or anything close would indicate that D's have a massive advantage going into November. Our colleague Alex Eisenstadt was in Ohio and filed a dispatch where he reported that Democrats are surging on the eve of this pivotal special election. Still, the GOP has converged on the suburban Columbus district. He writes that the RNC has opened two offices in the district and launched a $500,000-plus get-out-the-vote effort. The RNC just reported spending nearly $20,000 on calls for Troy Balderson. And the Columbus Dispatch reports that Balderson won't address comments by John Kasich that he did not invite Trump to Ohio over the weekend. The president played golf with Senator Lindsey Graham yesterday in New Jersey. Sarah Huckabee Sanders put a statement out Sunday night that the two discussed a number of issues, including national security and trade. And Trump reacted to California wildfires last night. He tweeted, "California wildfires are being magnified and made so much worse by the bad environmental laws, which aren't allowing massive amount of readily available water to be properly utilized. It is being diverted into the Pacific Ocean. Must also tree clear to stop fire spreading." We've got a first in playbook, SCOTUS Watch. Protect Our Care is going up with 1 week of TV and radio healthcare-focused ads in Maine, Alaska, and Nevada, targeting Republican Senators Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, and Dean Heller. The group is spending $150,000 on the push in what a spokesman for the group described as an opening salvo in its efforts to educate the public about what's at stake for healthcare with Trump's SCOTUS pick. Protect Our Care will also be engaging in field activity all week in those three states, along with 11 others, focused on talking about pre-existing conditions, Medicaid, and women's health. Meanwhile, our colleague Chris Catalego is reporting that America First Policies is targeting Democratic Senators Joe Donnelly of Indiana, Joe Manchin of West Virginia, and Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota in a seven-figure ad push. Darren Samuelson has the latest on the Manafort trial. He emailed us that the trial doesn't start until 1 p.m. today. Manafort's attorneys will resume their cross-examination of one of Manafort's former accountants. Mueller's team hasn't signaled what is next. His spokesman declined to comment if they would call all of the 35 witnesses on their original list. The big question this week is, when will Rick Gates testify? Darren tells us he thinks Wednesday or Thursday are the best bet for when Gates will be called to testify. And there are a number of midterm-focused stories today. The New York Times is up with a couple of stories, one focused on how a number of lawmakers who have been accused of harassment are still running for office. The paper also has a story up looking at how Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey is in an unexpected tight battle for his Senate seat. The Washington Post has a piece up on how universal health care is the topic du jour for Democratic governors. At least one dozen of the Democratic candidates running for the office have pledged to do what no state has ever done: give health insurance to everyone, no matter the cost, the paper reports. And Don Jr. is out with an op-ed backing Foster Freeze for Wyoming governor. Here's what's on tap for Trump's Monday. He is having dinner with supporters in Bedminster, New Jersey. And a reminder, we are continuing our Playbook on the Road campaign. Tweet us or send us a photo of you, your friends, and companions reading Playbook this August to @PlaybookPlus using #PlaybookLoyal, or email them to Daniel@Politico.com for the chance to be featured on Friday each week this month. Subscribe to Playbook at Politico.com/Playbook.